welcome to Vespers, brought to you by Narnia. Today we want to remember baptized and being child of God. Please join us in singing Take Me to the Water.
The Baptism of Jesus, a reading from parts of Matthew 3, Mark 1, and John 1, and a skit by Narnia. John was the son God gave to Elizabeth and Zechariah. When John grew up, he began to tell people to get ready for the Savior.
People get ready! People get ready! People get ready! People get ready!
John preached in the desert. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, he wore a leather belt around his waist, and he ate honey, grasshoppers, and wild honey. John told the people,
"You are all sinners, every one of you. Turn away from your sins. Turn to God. Ask God to forgive you. Be baptized and receive Jesus' forgiveness."
Many believed John's message from God. These people wanted God to forgive their sins.
I believe, baptize me.
So John baptized them in the Jordan River. John baptized so many people that they called him John the Baptist. A little later, Jesus came to John. Jesus was about 30 years old. It was time for him to begin his work as the Savior. Jesus asked John to baptize him, but John said,
"You want to be baptized by me? I need to be baptized by you, but you want to be baptized by me?
God wants it this way."
So John baptized Jesus. After Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, and then a voice from heaven said,
"You are my own dear son. I am pleased with you."
Now John was sure that Jesus was the promised Savior. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Why baptism? Do you remember yours? Did your parents bring you, or was it your choice? Picture it. Think about it now. Do you remember your sins, or do you remember God's forgiveness and grace? Do you remember dying to sin? Do you remember new life?
We talked during Narnia together about how we need to be reminded that we are children of God. I think adults have to be reminded more than that we are children of God. Loved by our parent, our creator, our loving God. God is pleased with us. So come to the water. The kids want to remind you to remember you are a child of God, forgiven and loved. You are exactly who you are. No need or want to be somebody else. You are you, and God is pleased with the child you are. During the next few minutes, you have the opportunity to remember your baptism. Just come to the kids. They want to bless you with the sign of the cross and the water. Come and remember whom you belong to.
Let us pray. Loving Mother, loving Father, you call us to be ourselves even when we feel different. Dunk us in the cool, clear water of your love. Keep us under the water until we know your love. Help us to walk through our days with the knowledge of the ocean-sized love you have for us. Amen.